As in the days of Noah, as in the days of Lot. I don't know why my voice sounds like it's, I've been screaming or yelling or hollering or something, because I haven't been. I got this spider on my windshield. That means they're attacking me. Anytime you see a spider on your car windshield, two or three times, that means the hive is coming after you. The hive mind is coming after you. There's nothing new. They attack, you know. I check my spam, and those people are stupid. They sign you up for websites that are insane, vulgar, and twisted and perverted that you didn't sign up for. So it goes to your spam emails, and I guess they try to use it and say, look, this. They try to, I don't know, they grab images that they tried to sign up to stuff, you know. They'll take your photo and put it and doctor it up. Put a wig on your photo and stuff like that. Stupid people. These people are insane. As in the days of Noah. So whenever Abraham asked Jesus, pre-incarnate Jesus, if there's 50 righteous, if there's 10 righteous, because he knew Lot was down there, and Lot's wife, well, she was stuck into the world, the flesh, probably. She was stuck in the system. And so when the two angels went down to pull Lot out, I've got to put this, I can't really talk about this on YouTube, so I got to put this on the censored section. So when the gays tried to have sex with the angels, the angels blinded them, you know, and pulled Lot out, and Lot's wife looked back, and she turned to a pillar of salt. Now, what is salt? Salt is a preservative. She looked back. The typology is, if God saves you out of Babylon and you look back, you might be saved, but you're saved as by fire. You don't look back. Yeah, it's a sanctification process, but if God pulls you out of Babylon, you don't look back. You don't look back. So the Bible says it, in the end times, it'll be worse and worse. Men shall wax worse and worse, you know, men and women. Because you don't run with them to the same excess of riot, to the same excess of perversion and insanity, they have to try to make people believe that you do when you don't. And it's like they'll do anything. And see, what happens is they're looking at you and they see a mirror image of what they are not. And they don't like that. They don't like that. If you're holy, set apart, focused on things above, not things below. You've escaped Babylon. You've escaped Egypt. You've escaped the lies of the system. And they haven't. They're a slave. Think about it. They're a hive. They're slaves to the devil. They have to do what the devil tells them to do. They have to. And if they're a slave of the devil and you're free, what does that mean? They're jealous. So they don't like your freedom. I actually had a boss one time. He says, you're the freest man I know. I said, you got that right. You got that right. He don't even know how free I am in more ways than one. Why did I create my websites? Because I can say what I want to say, and I can cut off these reprobates and block them. I can cut off these liars and block them. I can cut off the Jezebels. The people who attack me the most and try to make up stuff about me and lie about me are the legalists, are the Essenes, are the witches, are the gays, are the Jezebels, are the Delilahs. These are the ones who attack me the most because I'm contrary to them, especially the witches. And the esoteric. The esoteric did everything they could to try to draw me in. When the Shekinah glory showed up and showed me the code hidden in plain view, I was surrounded by like 50 esoteric people trying to get me to follow their witchcraft, insanity, their lies. But God was showing me that red points to the blood, and the black and white is the cross, and everything is a word, and everything points back to the Logos word. And so as I started to decode this thing to the source, cut, turn, union, and flow, they were on me like white on rice. I actually even was able to use the etymology to see deeper, and they even got mad at that. Quit cheating. You're cheating. You're using the etymology. What do you mean I'm cheating? It's here for me. You're cheating. They actually emailed me and said, you're cheating. You're using etymology. What do you mean I'm cheating? I want the truth. I want to know what this place is. I want to know what this simulated training program is about. And so all the reprobates, all the witches, which are reprobates, all the legalists are reprobates. They're all, and if you read Romans 1, 2, and 3, all the Gentiles turned away from God. And then God rebuked the Jews in Romans 3 or 4, somewhere in there. He says, look, if the Gentiles are evil, and you're doing the same thing, you're just as evil, even though you have the word of God, even though you have the truth. But you're just as evil. And then he says in, I think it's chapter 4, he says, that's why it's faith alone, because you're just as evil as the Gentiles. I'm not judging anybody. I've rented to people who have different lifestyles. I can't not rent to these people, because it would be illegal to rent to only specific kind of people. I don't necessarily like it, but I can't. If somebody comes in and there's a pattern created and they take you to court, they can create a lawsuit. So I rent to whoever has a job, whoever's got a job, and whoever pays on time, whoever's got income. That's my main. I can't judge the people. There's one judge and one lawgiver. If you committed one sin, you committed them all. We don't point to ourselves. We point to Jesus. So I don't care if it's an alcoholic. I don't care if it's a drug head. I don't care who it is. Jesus alone saves. I don't care if it's a murderer. What's the worst sin? Probably murder. Oh, the baby killers, they don't like me. They attack me. All these people, and it's probably got an ex-wife or somebody. But I know it's a military thing, because they'll use the same name. And these names have been around 20 years. They were attacking me 25 years ago on Yahoo. They were attacking me and making stuff back. You know the fake voice and the fake... this stuff's been around a while. What are they calling it? Where they can put an image that's not, they can animate an image or add a voice. They can deepfake, that's what they call it. Deepfake's been around a while. Now with the AI, it's getting ready to get crazy. What you're gonna see now is if you go online, you won't know what's real. And that's already happening. It's been happening for 15 years. I'm in the middle of the fire. I'm in the middle of the war. And so the war, I've been in war for 25 years. And I used to say, why do these preachers, these local preachers, don't go online and preach the truth and get people saved? Because they would be attacked. They're scared. They're trying to protect their congregation, which I understand. They would be. I know some preachers. The way they preach, if they went online, some fundamental independent Baptist preachers, if they went online, all the witches and the gays and the gematria people and the Essene people, they would create such a fake reality that pastor would probably get fired off his job. These people are crazy. As in the days of Noah, as in the days of Lot. You can't believe what you see online, because it's all green, green screen, and it's all deep fakes, and it's all AI generated. And the military and the Jesuits and the Freemasons, if you really break this thing down and you see past this whole thing, it's all lies. Listen, the whole thing's a lie. Look, Babylon is falling. Just in Revelation, it says Babylon is falling. Babylon's falling. That's in Revelation, so it's happening right now. It's already falling, but they just reboot it with a new lie every 8 to 10 years. They just reboot the system. The system's a lie. It's falling. They reboot the system every 10 years. What am I telling you? I'm telling you that just like they persecuted Jesus, they'll persecute you if you speak up for the truth. And they lied about Jesus, and they lied about the disciples. They even said something about Apostle Paul. And I had a Methodist family member say, well, Paul hates women. No, he don't. He just knows what God says for people to have a role. The man has a role and the woman has a role. They'll say, Paul hates women. No, he don't. They just have their role down here. Everybody has a role in the scroll, and you play out your role. If God made you a man, you're a man. If God made you a woman, you're a woman. If God conceived you in the womb, you're a baby. You can call it a fetus or a baby, it's a baby. You don't kill a baby. And those ones attack me too. Talk about abortion, talk about Adam and Eve instead of Adam and Steve. These people will make up elaborate schemes to try to shut you down from speaking the truth. So when you create your own websites, they can't shut you down. Hello? But it's a military, it might not be the U.S. military, but it's military from the devil. It's a military onslaught that they come after you. And they always start in March, April, May, to try to get an Illuminati sacrifice. That's what they're trying to do.